Let us again start from the Mishneh, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishneh, Koinein Yayim Sheini Toyim Lishona. A person made a neder that he won't be toyim from wine Lishona for a year. Isabra Shona also Bo Ubi Ibura. So when they were Ma'aba the Shona, so he's also the Chaydeh She'ibur also. Other Sheini. Now let us see the Ra. Koinim Yayim Shani Toyim Lishona Nisabra Shona also Bo Ubi Ibura. Kvar Kosafti Lamailo. The Ike Revusei Detane, the Chiddush. That means the Halacha applies in all cases. But the Ike Chiddush of the Tane is, the Afilu Neder Mitchilas Hashone, Afilu, his Neder was made in the beginning of the year, Kimen the Omar Hashone, since he said this year, Loimrinen Shona Achas Koma, I do not assume he means a year, but Shona Achas, if he would mean a year, so then it would mean a normal year, which is a 12-month year. Ela also Bo Ubi Iburo, but since he said Hashona this year, so means this year is the way this year will turn out to be. So if this year is a Shnaseibo, that is the 13 months, Tahainu Yid Gimul Chaydish. Umiyu Davke, now this is all a Loshon of a Rashba. Miyu Davke Ba'omar HaShone, if he said this year, Inami Shonezu, Avo Ba'omer Shona Achas Stam. But what if he said, Koinem Yayin Shona Achas, Ein Chaydish Sha'ibur Bechlau. So then, the Chaydish She'ibur is not nichnas in the Shona. That means that the Shona Achas means a year of 12 months. Doesn't matter where he started from, but it'll be a year of 12 months. Afal pi she'oise Shona she'noda bo miuberes. Even though the year that he made the neder is a Shona muberes. Afal pi kein, but the neder is not mechayev him on a year that he made the neder on. The neder is not mekusher to this year. Shaharei. The proof of the pudding is, him loy noag bi isurei shonezu. What will be if he was not noyeg bi isur yayin this year? Mashlim l'shona habo, so he's mechuyiv to be mashlim next year, apshuta. Va'af al-pi sha'osa lo'ilasis came betchila, even though this is not a permissible anhoge, di'ika bal ta'acha, I mean, since he said, koinim yayin shona achas, he should start the year now, or else if he's ma'acha the nedos, he's eva bal ta'acha. But, Kivin she'im icha. But if he was ma'acha, is mishalim b'shon acheres, so then it'll be mekayim this neder the next year. So this neder, so we see klal, the neder was not made for this year. Because v'horaya, he can be mekayim at the next year. He's mechuyiv to mekayim at the next year. Harei, Loi hukva nidroi bishon ezu shehim uberes. So we see that the neder was not hukva dafke for this year. Hilker afilu kayim oisa shon ezu en chaydishibu bachlau. So that is what we learned yesterday, that the Rashbe says if he said shon ha'achas, so since the neder is not mekusher bedavke to this year, the neder, if it wasn't niskayim this year, it'll be niskayim next year, and next year the zicha no inyan of 13 months. So memeila filu this year guvim, that the year is a shana muberes, but shana achas is not Mekusha to the year he made the net. Vahoysef oit ha-Rashbe zah. Now the Rashbe is, says a bigger chiddush. That the first halach he had proven, because he has to be mekayim the net the next year, and next year it's not a Shana Mubera, so we see that the nether was not Mekusha to a Shana Mubera. The Afilu Ba'imer Shana Achas Miyoimze. He says that Koinem Yaim Shana Achas from today. Now today is, so he's starting from, so the nether can only be Niskayim this year, because he said starting from today. But it said Shona Achas Miyom Zeh, but the Neder is Shona Achas. Even though the Neder is this year, but it's a Shona Achas in the Shona Muberes. The Shona Achas is a 12-month period. Vehevi Raya, and the Rashba brings a Raya, midisnan be'elchen perik ha-moiches odayim. Hamoichel bayis ba'orei chayme. A person sells a bayis ba'orei chayme. Einei moine elo misho shemochloloi. That means the moichel has a schus to be paid the bayis a year. And the schus starts from when he sold it. So we start counting a year from when he sold it. Shenema ad malois loy shana tamima, that he has still a complete year to be paid the bayis. So the Gemara says kshu oimer tamima. Now it says should have said ad malois loy shana. It says tamima lahavi chaydi sheibo. That if it was a shana mubere, so he'll have 13 months to be paid the bias. V'hai moicher bias b'bote yerechaim. Now let's understand this halacha. A person sells a house b'bote yerechaim, ke'oima, it's equivalent as if he had said, shona achas miyoimze. That means it's just like they had made up, that I have a year from today to be paid to the house. The mishas mechiru mine, because you start mishas mechira. Vafilu hochi, so that is keilu they said shana achas miyoim ze. Vafilu hochi taime de rabbi rachmone. Afal pikein, you need a ribuy of tmima to tell me that he could be paid in the 13th month also. Halav hochi, but if I wouldn't have this ribuy of tamima, is mine shneim osa chaydish v'loy chaydish ha'ibo. So you see klal, that's the Rashba's raya. So the Rashba says you see klal, if the agreement was shona achas, even though I say the shona achas starts from today, and today is a day of a shona muberes, the shona achas is not Mekusha to the Shana Mubaris, even though it has to be in this year, but it does not have to be similar to the year. The year could be a Shana Mubaris, and Shana Achas means 12 months in this year. That's what we see from the Gemara in Erech. You need a special ribuy of Tamima to tell me that it's not like that. That and if it's in the Shana Mubaris, he has the 13th month also to be paid. This is the Shita Sarajba. So the Rajba is saying, Moira de Kezach, that Shana Achas, whenever a person makes a nether of Shana Achas, even though the nether starts in a Shana Mu'uberes, but Shana Achas means a 12-month year. And it is not connected, not dependent on the year it started. the cause of Oizal. So now the Rashba continues. The Lefize, Hodis Nan Beperik HaShoyot. We learned in Mesechus Bar Metzia, Hamaskir Bayis Lechaveiroi Lishona. A person rented to someone else a house Lishona. Vinis Abra HaShona. Is Abra Lesoicha. So Memele was rented for a year, and the Shana became a Shana Muberes, so the Soicher has a schus 13 months to live in the house. So the Rashba says, we can only learn this Mishneh, Ba'aymer Shana Zu, he said, this year, Oy HaShana, who, the Lo'olam Yesh Lo'y Lesoicher Chodesh She'ibo. So we said this year, and it's a Shana Muberes, so the Seich will have the Chayde Sheba. Miyu loy mashkachas lo shiyu loy yit gimul chaydish. But the Mishnah is coming to tell us, amaskep nisabro nisabro le Seiche, that this Seiche is maviach. Now if he said Shana Acha, Shana, if he said Shana Zu, he said this year, So he rented to him in Shvat, so the whole rental is till Tishrei. So what's the chiddush? Nisabro lesoicher? That's no chiddush whatsoever. Nisabro lesoicher is coming to tell us a chiddush that the soicher can have a schus dira for 13 months, even though he rented it for a year. So this chiddush would only apply. So if this was rented in Rosh Hashanah, it was rented for a year, so then we say that that's the chiddush that he has. He said, Shana Zu, I'm renting it for you this year, and it's Abra Shana, so he gets 13 months. But if he rented him in Shvat, loy, the Yoma Hashona Ishonazu Ainloy Ella Ad Rosh Hashone. Then he only has the Rosh Hashone. So what's this Abro the Seicha? The Seicha has a Psarevach over here. The Yoma Hashona Achas, and if he said Shona Achas Miyoim Zeh, Ainimoyne Ella Yud Beis Chodesh Miyoim Liyoim. And if he had said Shona Achas, so then we say Shana Achas does not mean the way this year is. Shana Achas means one Shana. So it's right to 12 months. Eilu Dvorav Zal. Ve'einam Nirin Li. So first the Ran is going to be Chaylik on the Rashba and his Akimta in the Mishnah Bob Metzi. The Vaday Iker Chidushi De Tana Loima The Bishana Muberes Yeshal Esoicha Shloiser Osa Chaydish. I mean, that what the Tana is telling us, Nisabro Esoicha, the only way that is the Chidush, that he has 13 months. V'ima Mounted Loimashkachas Lo'ala Bo'imid Baroish Hashone. So if the only way this halacha applies is only in one case, that he said, Shone zu b'reish ha-shone. His kol ki aigav na'av le'letane le'flushe v'le le'mistam le'mifsig dine v'nisabra le'soicha le'mashkachas le'el b'ulcha d'chikte. So the Ran asks, the Mishnah says, Tam, Nisabro l'soicha. Nisabro Hashon and Nisabro l'soicha. And this Tam Mishneh is talking about one distinct case. He said, Shona Zu, and he rented it Rosh Hashanah. So then it's Nisabro l'soicha. So the Ran Tain is, if that's Pshat the Mishneh, the Tana would have been much more explicit. He would have said, Bamed Vorm Amurim. But not to say Astam Mishneh Nisabro Lesoicher, and but I mean only in a certain case, and he doesn't mention this. This is the Ran's Kash and the Rashbe. Now Lechayr, I had a Shtikel Ha'ore when the Ran learned Pshat in our Mishneh. Let's go back to Tafsamach Amid Beis. the Ran says Pshat in our Mishnah, Toshma Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim Hashone, the Sadra Hashone also Bo Ubi Yibura. So the Ran, let's see the bottom Ran, also Bo Yibura, nearly the Ravusa, the Mitzer Bi Yibura Noida, the Chiddish, that it's also Bo Ubi Yibura, so the Chiddish is, the Noida Metchilas Hashone Itztrech. If he made a neder at the beginning of the year, the salke daitach mina de leilitza elo b'shneimos achaydish kereiv shonim. I would think if he made a neder at the beginning of the year, even though he said hashana, I would assume he means like a normal year. Kamash malon the mitzvah b'sholish esre. Did the bnei de b'reish chaydish pshat pshite da hashana ad reish hashanim hashmet. So he made shvat v'shteitzer. So what's the chiddush? So the Ran himself says Pshat in our Mishneh also like literally that's Pshat. Why didn't the Tana mention this? You have to figure it out yourself. So Memele, so why is he Chaylik on the Rajbe? Now that's the Chmer, it's not Shver, because here Pshat is like this. Here the Tana said a halacha that he's also Nishna Seibo. He said Allah, he's also Bo Ubi Yibur. Now, if he made the Neder Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he's also Hashone, he's also Bo Ubi Yibur. But it's not Chiddush. But it's true. Also Bo Ubi Yibur is true. That means whenever he made the Neder, he made it Shvat, he made it Kislev, it's also Bo Ubi Yibur. But in all these cases, it's not Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since I said Stam, it also includes that he made the Neder Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then you have a Chiddush. I'm telling you a Stam Halacha. Also, Bo Yibur. The Halacha is Noig in all cases. That's, I don't have to be explicit. But the Chiddush is, but since I was Saisim, so it includes all cases, it also includes, he made another Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Oh, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a Chiddush Take. That even he said, Hashon in a Stam year is 12 months, he's also 13 months. Fine. So, there is no Kash, because the Tana said Halacha, which applies in all cases, and, but the Chiddush is Dafke, if he said Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Fine. But it's not Kasha why the Tana didn't specify this, because he said Stam, so Stam is inclusive. In the case of the Rashbe, the Tana tells us that Asoicha Sabayis Lishon V'Nisabro Hashon Nisabro L'Soicha. So the Mishnah is telling us Nisabro L'Soicha means that the Soicha gets 13 months. So the Rashi says, oh, this Mishnah is only in one case. You know when he gets 13 months? If it was sold in Tishrei, if it was rented in Tishrei, then he gets 13 months. But if it's not in Tishrei, he won't get 13 months. So here you're telling me a halacha, you're saisim, you're not telling me the case. In the halacha of 13 months is only in one distinct case, and you don't tell me that the halacha is only in one case. So here the Ran, here the Kash and the Rashbe. So how can you say such a pshat in the Mishnah? The Tana is saisim, and the halacha is only in a certain case. Only in one case he gets 13 months. Mashain came by before in our Mishnah. The Tan is soisim because the halach is tak in all cases that the Chodesh Ibar gets included. The Chiddush is if he made it in Rish Chodesh Tishrei. That asks me the Ran's kash. Lefikach nirali. So therefore he's chaylik and he says the neider that what the Rashba was Mechadish, that if you say Shona Achas, then the Shona Achas is not, even I said Shona Achas Mishozu, Michaydiseh. So the Shona is starting from a Shona Mu'uberes, So the Rashba says, but the Shona Achas is not Mekusha to the Shona Meveres, and that's a Shona Achas. So the Ran is Chayla come back. Lefikach Nirali, the Neider V'Soicha, Kol Shekodam Neder Uschiris L'Chayde She'ibo. If the Neder Uschiris was made before the Chayde She'ibo, that means the Ran says that if I made a neder or I rented a house in Shvat and I said for Shona Achas, so this, since this Shona is before the there's two Adorim over here. So Memele my Shona Achas, which starts from Shvat, so you have your two Adorim, and then you'll add up to 13 months. The Shona Achas is like the Shona I'm starting with. Osi Masnis in the Pekashoyu Kipashto. So Memele. So it's speaking about Pumfaket, it's speaking about Shona Achas, and whenever he made the nether, it's 13 months, this Abro L'Soicha. Amore de Kechidish, that the Ran says, that the Shona Achas and the Shona Muberes means like this year. Since it's starting in this year, so the Shona Achas is similar to this year, and it's a 13-month Shona Achas. So he says, now if you'll say like I'm saying, him came tikshalei ahi de elchin, the Rashba Bodarai nitazoi, the Rashba Bodarai from the Gemara in Elchin, that without the extra word ad maloi shona tmimo, without the word of tmimo, I would think of a person sold a bias, a bote yorechayme, and he has a year to be paid it. He only, so I feel like he sold it in Ashana Muberes. Nitzkilu, he said, it's Nimka Almanash that I should be able to be paid at Shona Achas. Shona Achas would not mean 13 months without the Riboy of Tmima. Chitayme im kein tikshalei ahi de elchin, rav raye hi klau. She'ilu hoyatnai bein moichelu lekeach b'shona muberes. He says, if we would say that the schus geula comes about through atnai that the moichel made with the lekeach, loyma. Im loisi goyel miyoyim ze l'shona acheres yecholet. If we would assume it's atnai, it's an agreement, ain't Hachinami, the love of Chaydeshiba, love of Tzachibu, it's 100%. Shona Achas in the Shnase Ibu means Dumyet to this year. Aval Hachin Moiche Vulekeach Masnin Klau. There was no agreement whatsoever between the Moiche and the Lekeach that the Moiche is a Schus Geula. El Teire Ishe Poske Lohoch Isman B'chol Hashonim. The Teire says that there's a Isman Geula, and whenever the Kalk is being sold, the Moiche has a Isman Geula of Shonim. Shim Leigoy Lachonim Yeinechlat. If you want, Lekach, Im Rav Ribuya Avamine, the Torah's man echot poska l'chol aloichim. That means this is not an agreement. This is a zman that the Torah gave, that every moicher has a schus geula l'shonim. Dahainu yud beis chodesh tavishone beroiv shonim. So memela the Torah gave this schus to the moicher. So memela this would also apply. So what's the difference if this year is a Shana Muberes, and not a Shana Muberes. The Torah gave the schus, that the Meich is a schus for 12 months to be paid. Lekachem, Rav Ribuya, I mean, the Torah is manechat poskel cholalech, nadin beis chodesh. davishana bereibshan bereyata roye bereish pilken de dochi da filo boimet bishana moberes oma hashane di lav de lashminin tan avamina lecha chareibshan leis bohuniba filo when a person says hashan I'd ever have a mina that he means a year vachoshke na teure shloi dibra al shana yedu when the teure said that there's a schuz geula for a shana the lavri buy have a mina de shana bereiv shanim kama lahochi yitzach ribuyo kein nirali so memele so that's on the last chiddush of the Rashba that the Rashba had said that if I said shana achas starting from a chiddush in the shana mu'uberes so this shana is similar to the shana mu'uberes and it means 13 months, the ran is chaylik behecht. Kein nirali. Vani chaychech oid loima. Now, that was the chiddush of the Rashba. That the Rashba bore a raya from a gemara in Elchin. But the poshetib shot, that was poshet to the Rashba, that if a person said, shona achas, kainim yayin shona achas, and he didn't specify when the Shana Achas should start. So the Rashba said for Dava Poshet, since if he will not, will be Toyim Yayin the first year, so he has to be Mekayim the Nether the second year, the third year, so we see that the Nether of Shana, and then it'll Zicha be a 12-month Koinam. So Mamelin, this year, Goof, it's also a 12-month Koinam. Bani chayche chayid loima, dafilu binodar shona achastam. If a person made a nether for 1 year, also be ibura. The mistome shona zu mashmen. So he says when a person says shona achas, without specifying when the shona should start, So the Ran says the mashmois is it should start now. That's the mashmois. I feel he didn't say anything. So if it starts now, and the Ran said already before, we say shona achas it should start from now. So memele it's zicher like the shna seibu. That's what he's chaylik on the Rashba. So Memele, and that's the Gemara in Bab Metzia, that he said Shana Achas, and it's 13 months. So now the Ran is Moisev, he says, Afilu, he didn't say when it should start. He said Shana Achas, I assume that he means now, since he didn't specify when the Shana Achas should be, I assume he means it should start from now. V'iposhanami, in that what the Rashba said for Dova Poshet, if he had not drunken wine, if he had drunken wine the first year, so he has to be mekayim the nether the second year, korev ani loimer, the ein loy tashlumim, there's no tashlumim. The mehashte chayo nidre, the nether was already chal, and finished, it's this year, it means it's starting from this year, and that's it. V'yisboyim imashe kosafti bereish mechilten, Gabi Baltaacha de Nazira Secha Mashkachas Lokim Domareini Nozer Havalei Nozer Miyad. He says, the Ran explained over there when a person says Areini Nozer, Areel Elias Nozer, so that without saying anything else, and since there's no ikuv to stop the Naziris, I assume that right now he wants to be a Nozer. That's the Mashmois Halosh. Reil I love he called him, the Ran says, so he didn't bring the Kolbman yet, so he can't say something happened yet. It's only a chiv that's mutal on him to bring a Kolbman. But this time to be magnished to Kolbman. But if a person says, Reil I li is nozer, any nozer, so or he becomes right away a nozer. So Mamela, if he says, Koinem yayin shona achas, the Koinem is chal right now. Now let us go back to the Mishnah. Ad Roish Odo. What if a person says Koinem Yayin Ad Roish Odo? Till the beginning of Odo. is ad roish also v'bitzashon amuberes ad roish od horish. Ad soif odo. What if he said ad soif odo? So there are two gilsois. Ad soif odo horishin. And the Mishnah says, so it's ad soif odo horishin. And on the side it says, form acherim sheni. Ad soif odo sheni. Now let us see, let us turn the page to see the Ran's Pirish on the Mishnah. Adroish Chaydish Ador, Adroish Chaydish Odorish. Adsoif Ador, Adsoif Odorish. Kach hi Iker Hagirse. Betaime, Mishum do Odor Stome Rishain Mashme. Stam Odor Rish. We'll see later in the Gemara, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Ramei. Ve'ike de Garsi, Adsoif Odor, Adsoif Odor Shaini. The Mashme lay. So even though the Iker Odor is Odorishin, that's Tam Odor, the Shnei Adorim Kechoydish Echot, the second Odor, that means the Iker Odor is the first Odor. The second Odor is a Hemshech from the first Odor. So it's one big Chodesh. So Atzayif Odor is Odor Shein. Hilkach Kiyom Adroish Mitzadroish Chodesh Adorishin. Now, let us see the Gemara. Alme, so the Gemara says, we see from this, Stome da Odor de Koma Rishinu. When a person says Odor, Ador, he means Odor Rishin. Leimo Masnissen Rabbi Yehuda. So, the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rameya. The Sanya. Adar Ador Horishin, when a person is writing a shtar or a get, so if it's Ador Rishin, Kosev Ador Horishin. Ador Sheini, Kosev Ador Stam, Divrei Rameya. So see, Rameya holds that Ador Sheini is Ador Stam. That's the Stam Ador. If you mean Ador Rishin, you have to say Ador Horishin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ador Horishin Kosev Stam, Ador Sheini Kosev Tinyin. Omar Rabaye, Afilu Taimer Rameya, Hoda Yoda de Mabrishata, Hoda Lo Yoda. Now let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Almes Tome Dador Rishinu. Legirse kame dechsivne bemasnissen, osi shape. That means if you say that stam odor is odor rishin, tos na, the bein bo'imer adroish, bein bo'imer adsoif, rishin mashmes. That's very good. So you see, stam odor is odor rishin. Yeah. Uleidach nusre, according to the second nusrech, nami nirli dochi kama, kime de kechoidish echot choshiblu, it's one big chaydish. This is an extension of other rishin. Choshev kiv de chaydish echad choshev lutame alme kol minyonayu da doim other rishin of it. That means this is an extension of it. It's not a new chaydish b'fnei atzmai. Stam odor is other rishin, and other shein is an extension of other rishin. So Saif Adar means the Saif after the extension ends. But it's one big Chodesh. Umboni Rav Yehudi, Doma Adorishen Kosev Stam. Ve'eino chenami alibe, according to Rav Yehudi, Duchshoimet ba'asore ba'odor sheini, imroitze moine lo'odorishen. If he wants, he can be Moine L'Odor Rishin, and he'll say it's 40 days in Odor. That's what he'll say. That's what it really is. Aluk Shereitz Elimnes L'Odor Sheini Kosev Sheini. So that means, so it's 10 days in the extension. That's Pshat. So either he can write one of the two. Either 40 days in Odor, or 10 days in Odor Sheini. Avul kerameya loy mituk memasnisen, but the Mishnah cannot go according to Rameya. The kiven de koma the stam other sheini mashme, the loyri shein, alma choydish bape napshi choshiblo. So this is called a besunder faket, iker other is other sheini. So this is a besunder choydish. So this doesn't stim, won't stim. So the Gemara asked Akashim, what's with our Mishnah? So the Gemara said, Abai said, a fellow Tamer Amei, Yoda the Mabri Shaita, Oda Lo Yod. So what's Pshat? That according to Rameya, the person knows that there's, the Shon is a Shon of Muberes, and he says Oda, and he means the Iker Oda. The Iker Oda is Oda. Shaney. But if he doesn't know, so he said other, so what did he mean then? So he meant other Rishon. He did not there's going to be another Shaney. So Mamele, even though, so Bishas, when he made the Neder, he meant other after Shvat. That's what he meant. The other after Shvat. So Mamele, even though later was Nisabra Hashonah, and there's a second other, but we look at the other, that he was aware of Vishas, he made the Neder. He was aware of the other after Shvat. So Mamele, so that's our Mishnah can be going a full according to Rameya. That was Abaye's Torah. But Hasanya, now the Gemara is going to bring Araya to Abaye's Torah. That Rameya is also made if he didn't know that it's a Shana Muberes, then some other is other ish. But Hasanya, we learned Abaye, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adol. If he said Ad Resh Chodesh Adar, Ad Resh Chodesh Adar Harish, Im Hoyser Shana Muberes, Ad Resh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Fact the Gemara Michlal the Reish Elav Bo Meres Askina. You say Ad Resh Chodesh Adar Harish, and she's also speaking about a Shana Muberes. So what's the difference between the first case and the second case? That's the chilek. The chilek is haistis. If he did not know that it's a shana muberes, so then stam oda means oda rishen, because stam oda is the oda that's after shvat. If he did know it is a shana muberes, so this is going according to Rameya, and Rameya holds that the chilek is if he knew it's a shana muberes, he did not it's a shana muberes. Vasanya binechus. Zuktera. Michlar de bereshe. Loibe meberes askina. It's not talking about Hashanah meberes. Votona ad reish chodesh ad orishin. De mash medike sheini. Elevade kula be meberes askina. Bi reishe mairi de loyoda bi ibura. The reishe speaking about that he did not know about the ibura. Hilkach ki omar ad reish chodesh adorishin mashmem lo yod dika odoshen si zikh ment odor efte shva be sefer diktoni vim hoysa shon mo beres ochikam shim hoye yedaya bishas nidrosh hoyse shon mo beres but if he knew that is a shana muberes, ki yoma ad odo, odo shayni mashm. Leidoch nuscha de garsine mebas nisen, ad soif ador, ad soif odo shayni. Koshe beinai. So now the Ran asks a kashe on the second nusach. The second nusach says that if he said ad soif ador, means soif odo shayni. Skive the mukmina lamas nisn below yoda the muberes item. He didn't know that it's a shana muberes. He, when Bishas, when he made the nether, he thought there's only one adam. Am I mitzer at seif odo shiny? So why is he also at seif odo shiny? So that's the Ran's kashe, the Ran asks on this nusach. So he slugs up this nusach from this kashe. the Kovman Sandal wants to answer, the Kovman Sandal wants to find for this kasha as follows. When a person doesn't know that there's two Adorim, so when he says Ad Odo, what does he mean? He means the Odo that comes after Shvat. When he says Soif Odo, he means the Soif Odo, we're talking about the Soif Odo that comes before Nissan. That means thinking. That means, why do I assume that when he said Ad Rosh Odo, he means Odo Rishon? Because since he did not know that it's two others, so when he said Odo, it means the Rosh Odo is the Rosh that comes after Shvat. So Memela, so that's why a little later was Mispar, there's two others, but this, he meant the Odo that comes after Shvat. So when he said Saif Ador, he means the Saif Odo that comes before Nisan. So now that there's two others, so Memela, she's also at Saif Odo Sheni. That's how the Kovman Sandal wants to fend for the Ram. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim, Ad Sheyehei HaPesach. Now, we had heard before that there's a difference between Ad and Ad Sheyehei. Ad means that till it'll come. Achiyagiya Pesach means till the Pesach will pass over. So Rabbi Yehuda says Achidish, Einay Rotzi Debach, Einay Osa Ella Adleili Pesach. Shuniskaven Ze Ella Acha Acho Shederech Bnei Odom Lishtois Yayin. Let us see the Ram. Shleiniskaven zelacho shederch ni odam lishteishayin, dahainu adleil pesach. Azlinim bosel umdene. That means, even though the loshin is mashme atche yehei, till after the pesach will pass over, he's asking why. But it's the mistava is that he doesn't want to ask a wine when everyone drinks wine. But this umdene is mafkiye the mashmoy stomi of the loshen. But even though shehei means to little pass over, but mustami doesn't mean that. So this umdene is soisa the mashmois and atchi yegir. Oma, koinem boso sheini toyim atchi yehei atzoim. If he says that he asos boso, he won't be toyim boso till will be the tzoim, be Yom Kippur. So what does that mean? So the poshit, the taichvelte, it means that he won't eat meat till meitzoy yom kippur. Atshiyei atzoy, till meitzoy yom kippur. Ene osa elo ad leile tzoy. No, he's only osa ad leile tzoy. Shlein niskaven ze elo ad sho shedech neyodam lechel boso. That means he's asking boso till the time is when people eat meat, which is Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, already he's allowed to eat meat. Now let us see the Ran. Zok Teran, Atsho Shederech Neodom Lechel Boso, Dahainu Erev Yom Kippur. Now how do we know that Erev Yom Kippur is Azman of Achilas Boso? Kedisnam Beperek Oysi Vez Benoi. Rabbi Yoysi Aglili Oyma, Ad Erev Yom Kippurim Begolo. That means, Rabbi Yisrael Lili said, "Ba'abor prokim b'shon." Rabbi Yisrael is moisev that when a person, a butcher, sells meat, so if he sold the meat erev Yom Kippur, so he has to tell the koine if the mother of the vlad was sold already today. So he has to tell him, "You want to buy now the vlad?" So you're not allowed to shechta because Mistam, I just sold the mother, and Yenem Mistam is going to shechta the mother today because it's a mitzvah to eat meat. So Mamela is, so you're not allowed to shechta the blood today. Al Kaponim, we see Rabbi Yosef Lili holds Begolil, there was a mitzvah they ate meat. There was a mitzvah to eat meat. Vahom Adife Mikamaise. Now this is better than the first case. The first case was Atche Yehes. We say Yehes a Mashmois will pass over. So we said, here it doesn't mean will pass over, it means Atche Yagia. We hear such a lotion also by Adova Hanimshach, also Atche Yehes means Atche Yagia. So he says, because of Anumdene, also Atche Yehes means Atche Yagia. But over here, we're saying a bigger chiddush, that Ashihe means even before the time, he is permitted to eat meat. V'chitoni ad leile hatzoim. So the loshna, so means he's allowed to eat meat by the Sudam of Sekes. So it says, he knows Allah ad leile tzoim. So leile tzoim is lechayre means the leil yom kippur. Lav dafke shrei eichel me be'erev. Ela atzude shel leile hatzoim koma. The sude of the leil hatzoim. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Sude shel leile hatzoim koma. The sude that's eaten shel leile hatzoim. Perhaps it's a modern lotion. Sude shalele hatzayim. The sude is eaten Erev Yom Kippur, and it's the sude shalele hatzayim. Perhaps we can be mamtik a little bit. I really don't know if this is pshat and ran, but maybe we can be mamtik a little bit in the ran. The Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva gives three reasons why the Torah gave a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And one of the reasons is, he says, Bemison Yom Kippur is a yontif. And we should eat the Sudan Yom Kippur. It's a yontif is chayav besuda. But since we're not allowed to eat a Yom Kippur, so the Sudish Yom Kippur, we eat Erev Yom Kippur. So it could be, we could be mantik, that this is pshat and daran, perhaps. This is the Sud of Leile Yatzayim. That means, theoretically, after Kol Nidre, we should come home and make a Sudah. This is the Sudah of Leile Yatzayim. That's how the Ran learns Pshat. Now, there's a very interesting, or let's say difficult Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ad Leile Yatzayim. At oisai laila sheyotzaim lemochol, oisai laila muta lechol boso. Is doch shemus shemayim. What's pshat in this Rashi? Rashi is mutatid boso oisai laila. So I saw two pshatim in this Rashi. The Tiferesim wants to say a very interesting pshat, and he wants to say as follows. That Rashi means, Chazal tell us, Kol ha'oichel b'tshii is mal olav ha'kosav kilu yisane tshii v'asiri. So the achila of tshii is a tainus. But if a person eats tshii, that's called his misane. So Rashi, Leile HaTzoyim, is not talking about the Tzoyim of Yud Tishrei. It's talking about the Tzoyim of Tes Tishrei. It's talking about that Tzoyim. So Memele, Ad Oisei HaLayim, that means he's going to fast tomorrow through eating, so he can start eating Bosa Leile HaTzoyim. Now, besides the Chiddush Tikkur Pshat, there was another Chiddush over here. It would seem that there's a mitzvah to eat at night Bosa, which is also a big Chiddush. It seems there's such a mitzvah also. That means the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur starts from the night already. That's how it seems from Rashi, which is also a Meiradik Echidish, the way the Teferis see himself. The Rishash wants to say that Rashi had a problem. Lele had Tzoyim, so that's a problem. The Rishash wants to say that Rashi means, no, he's not talking about Yom Kippur. He's speaking about another time is Sarabatevis, Tzayim Gedalia. So he speaks Ad Oisai Ela Ad Leili Tzayim Ad Oisai Laila Sheyotzim Lamocha Oisai Laila Muta Lechel Boso. So he, but you also have to say a Meirdik Echidish, and he takes to a Rosh in Yuma, which I don't see this in the Rosh, but he wants to say that there's an Inyan Tiv Bosa, there's an Inyan Tiv Bosa, you should have Koyach. He brings a Rosh. The Rosh says in Yume, what's the Inyan of the mitzvah? Of eating Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rosh says, the Inyan is as follows. He says, a marshal, a melech wanted that once, that his son should fast once in the year. So he wanted to make sure he should have a good tonus, so he told them the day before to eat a good suda. That's what the Rosh says. So that's the Inyan, we eat Erev Yom Kippur, that we shev koyach to fast Yom Kippur. So the Mele, so he says, so therefore, it's an Inyan to eat Basar, Erev Asara B'Tavis, Leil Asara B'Tavis, Yishev Kech, the fast Asara B'Tavis, which is Amira de Kechidish. Hagavuche in Yeredei is brought down by a tainus of tshuva. One should not eat Basar, Loi, the Leil Atainis, and Loi Meitzoy Atainis. And that's what's brought on Yeredei. A tainish l'shem tshuva, one should not eat basar, both cases. So, I mean, l'chayre, it's mechudish to say that the tanaisim, which are that, what is midivrei neviim, which is also l'shayre b'tshuva, that they should have different halachas, there should be a mitzvah, we should understand, he means that by night you have to eat basar. It's mechudishtik. Like it's a shvera Rashi. Rav Yaisi Benoy Oimer. So these are two memories of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaisi Benoy Oimer. Koinim shum shani toyim. Achet tehei Shabbos. Now, if we'll take the words literally, it means that he's assering garlic till Shabbos will pass over. Till after Shabbos. Hine osa ela ad leili Shabbos. Shleiskavin ze ela ad shor shederich neodom lechol shum. Now let us see the Ram. Shederech ne'odam lechol shum ba'erev mitakones Ezra. So now it's unclear. We don't have this in our Mishnah ba'erev. So l'chayre, the Mishnah Berurah brings down there's a mitzvah to eat shum either erev Shabbos or leili Shabbos. That's Takonis Ezra, Bishum Mitzvah Saina. So the Daran seems to say, Be'erev. Ad Leile Shabbos, Ube Leile Shabbos Mutter. Rashi says Leile Shabbos. So Rashi means that at night he'll eat Shum. Leile Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Now let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll see the Ram. Ha'im elachaveiroi kainim shani nenoloch. I I will not have ano from you. That means that I've been saved having ano from you, so I will not have any more ano from you if you won't take something from me. Not a kalbo. So the other one can say the only reason you said you won't have ano from me till I'll take something, mipnei kvoidi, zel kvoidi, that I'm not nene from you, that is kvoidi, that I don't take from you. So memele, you want mechabed me. That means zel kvoidi, you want I should become a chubed, that's my covet by not taking. V'chein ha'ima l'chaveiroi, kainem Sha'atonenali im ein atabov and noisen livni ku shalchitim ishtechov yishalyai. That what? That you can't have any ano from me if you won't give it. If you're having so much ano, you have to give something also. You have to give ku shalchitim ishtechov yishalyai. Ramei oime osarat sheyitim. The person was misarev that the Reuveni should marry his sister's daughter. So he wanted to push him away, but he shouldn't nudge him so much. He made kainim she nenes li loylam, that she can't have any hano from me. Vechena megarishes ishtai, oma kainim ishti nenes li loylam, she can't have any hano from me loylam. Re elu motoris lehonis loy. That means the Hanoah that he mentioned over here is that Hanoah Ishus, not Samazai Hanoah, so Mamela, that was his intent. So here we have here an Umdene that were also Mefarish Devorov. That means that, even though he said Nenisli, he means only Hanoah Ishus. Oya Mesarim Bechavere Sheyechel Etzloi. Oma Koinem Lebeischo Shani Nichnas Tipas Zainon Shani Toyim Loch. I will not enter your house and I won't drink a drop of cold water. Butalikonis Lebeischoi Vulishtis Mimeno Zainon Liskaben Zeel Lushum Achille Ustia. Miminstiyem Rube. Now let us see the Ran. Le'inyan aloche kosav ha-Ramban zalt, le'silchese lo'y ka'abe, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo'y kebro, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbonon pligi alai, this is Rabbi Yehuda oimer, and Rabbi Yossi benoy oimer, but the Rabbonon achilek on that. The atkan leisosim lomtane leniskaven ze, I we have at the end of the Mishnah, that we drei yarum the words and what he said. He said, beischo shani nichnas, tipasoinen shani teim loch. We say he doesn't mean that, he means something else. At kan lo yisosim lom tano le niskaven ze el bemilse de mucha. When this mashmois is mucha from the siyas haneder. Kitani Seife Bahoya, that means the way the nether was made. We see that's what he meant. Or the reason the nether was made, we see what that's what he meant. Kitani Seife Bahoya Misalvit, that they were nudging him, that he should eat, or, yeah. So do we say, so there we say, Lo Niskaven Ze'elo. Inami ki hodis nan lael toan vihizia de moide barabono. That if he was carrying, if he tzemer a pishtin and he was carrying a masu, so there he means, from tzemer a pishtin. Not a levishis beget of tzemer. Tzemer oilolai. The moide barishum de umdene de muchachel, uche de frishis beduchtei. Umichioide le rabbonu rab Yehuda bahani. So the rabbonu bomoide rab Yehuda in the case of an umdun emucha. Also iu hashter. So now he came. Boisiv afilu benoidat shehei pesach. Shavu pishemashmat sheyeitze. Toilim bedovu lahokal. Voimrim shloi kovu leizman ze elo kedei lakayim mitzvah shalayayim beleil ze. This is not an umdene de muchach already, this is an umdene kolush, but just, that's Rabbi Yehuda's maisev. Just like you're maided to me by an umdene de muchach, that we, fadrei is welter, we don't take them literally, so afilu an umdene, that's not muchach kol kach, we also don't take his words literally. Va'osa brei, so he was speaking about a case when there's a mitzvah to drink wine, there's a mitzvah to eat bosa. Bosa brei voisiv namida filo bishum the less ala takonis ezra. It's not even a mitzvah, it's only a takone. Oim de moise bekaf. Ve'evshe nami ba'abik poligabro. Could be, that's Rabbi Yossi ben Yosef. That means afilo Rabbi Yehuda would not go so far and to say, afilo by atakone, I teach his verte that he doesn't mean till Shabbos will pass over, no, till Erev Shabbos, Leili Shabbos. Miyu Rabbonon Vadai Leslo, the Rabbonon Zicha Achelek in this, Loikema Veloikema, not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yosef. The loy mishtame tane visosim kechamirta elo kikilta. So the Tiferesin says pshat that he means to say that the tane was only soisim only where it's easy to fadrei the welt. It means they have an umdene de muchach, but he doesn't mean what he's saying. But not by chamirta. Chamirta means it's a schomo to say such a thing. I mean, the mashmois is differently. He shouldn't be moisif more than that. That means it's enough. An umdene de muchach, we're mishane devor. It's not nami lael. That's stamazai. That's one achro of the Rambam. Nami lael ada pesach osar ad sheyegia ad sheyehei osar ad sheyeitzei umidolei odo v'toni kainim shani oichu v'shani hoilach ada pesach v'toni stam. What was the nether ada pesach? What was the nether ad sheyehei? So the perek started with kainim yayin, and then all the mishnayos are going up. So l'chayre, we're going on the same case of koinim yayin. Unless, if this is a different nether, shaloi oichel, shaloi eilech, the Tana should have said it. So, Parshat is speaking about koinim yayin, mi lohod v'toni koinim shani oichel, shani hoilech ada pesach, v'toni stam, shma mino sefer bosa reisha griri. The sefer is going bosa reisha. Diktoni koinim yayin. So the sefer of Ada Pesach is also going by koinim yayin. And it says, Ashe Tehei HaPesach is Ashe Yetzi HaPesach. Amakoinim Yaim Shani Temachia Pasach Labonachi Yaitsehu. Hilkach Ilchisikibosayu at Kamlushainizal. So this is the Ramban is Machia, not like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Abul Haraozal Kosov. The Hani Nami, these first two cases of Abad Shetahei, Vayai, Kim Diktonilu Gabi Hilchas Epsikte, the Hainu Kulo Dine Diumdene, the Maisi Bosa, Ochi, is Nami Hilchas Anina. Fakel, since we put it all in one Mishneh, suffice as we go, Bosa, these Umdenes also. Ava gab des nan lael achiyeya pesach otsa achiyeitze. That was the Ramban's kasha. Efshloya koinim yayim koi. It's not going on koinim yayim. It's going in bistaman on something else. Koinim shloyoichel achiyeya pesach. Vinami amret alo koi agab grore bahani achine tone ada pesach. That means, even though it's going on Koinim Yain, but the Tana is not interested in Bedavkin this net. He wants to tell us, Achetei means Achayetze. Koinim Yain, Grad, even though it means Achayetze, also will be Achayetze. But he's as long as the Teichwerter. So he's not going, he said a bad marshal of the net, the Grad is net, filled by Achetei, but also would mean Achayegia, but, the Tana didn't go into it and just want to tell us Teichwerter that Achitei means Achayetze. Oymel Achavere Yzer Kavaydi Vekimen Da Oymed Mechia Chusha. This is also an Umden of the Mucha. Ameir Oymer Osa Achayitein Vuhua dinami de polik akamaisa de osa achiyita vahochel isa birishalmi. He holds that you don't go, you have a little bosa de something in the muchach. Apirash de mishazu beperkabo nedorim ba'arucha besiata de shmai. Losei says basacho, he said that Mesarvi should marry his sister's daughter, mishim de mitzvah. Achar amishte muter, potron aloch koinem yayin.